It's an operation often compared to D-Day because of its complex logistics and need for secrecy, but if all goes well, the swapping of 12 national currencies for the new euro coins and bills will be an entirely peaceful operation. In France, the government has put 150,000 soldiers and police officers on the job of protecting the money being shipped to banks and stores for use in 2002. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Paris.
A ballet of armored trucks arrives in the underground parking lot of the biggest Brinks depot in France, somewhere in the French capital. It's the end of a day's work, and the company's guards and drivers joke as they hand in their revolvers and shotguns. Theirs is a dangerous job. 16 security carriers have died in shootouts in the past 5 years, and more robbers are using black market rocket launchers from the Balkans or former Soviet bloc in their holdups. So the $45 billion worth of euros to crisscross France's highways and roads have these men worried. So far, they've been lucky. There have been no attacks on the first shipments of euro coins to banks and big department stores begun in September. Patrick Lagarde knows the risks better than most. The head of the euro program at the Brinks Company in France says helping move the 30,000 tons of new coins and later the notes will boost the company's bottom line this year. But Lagarde adds his men will have to work for it.
It's completely new. We've never had to face such a logistical challenge with such volume in such a short period of time. It's hard for us, for banks, for big retailers, because no one has any experience changing currencies.
Euro coins for use in France are minted in Bordeaux. They are then shipped in armored trains, guarded by soldiers, and tracked by satellites to depots in 81 locations, usually military bases. Security companies such as Brinks then bring the coins to their own depots, and from there to tens of thousands of stores and banks. Police Commissioner Maurice Vinsrich is the top official responsible for euro security in France. He says about 150,000 police officers and gendarmes are making sure the new currency gets into circulation safely, often by escorting armored cars. But he says detective work also plays a role.
You must know that we have arrested more known gangsters and hold-up experts since the beginning of the year than we have in previous years. The Minister of the Interior has specifically asked us to increase our efforts on this front.
Vinsrich says the police forces of the 12 countries adopting the euro are cooperating on fighting counterfeiters. And he says the events of September the 11th will actually help the currency changeover. Thousands of extra police officers and soldiers are patrolling public places in France, and Vinsrich says that should discourage criminals. But the Brinks men take small comfort from this. Yvon can only give his first name for security reasons. He says the real fear is what will happen in December when the shipments of bills begin, because the potential haul for robbers will be much greater.
It's going to be really, really scary when we move the bills. It'll be scary everywhere, because there will be a lot of money involved.
Nick Spicer, NPR News, Paris.